The big problem, because he's saying that the simcha and purim has to be a simcha pnimis, coming from within. The concept of pnimis today is a distinct feature. The world is just people are doing things, but very few are really thinking into what they are. It's a big tragedy, and it's a danger for the future of the from communities. Unfortunately, we see in all sectors. No sector is free from it. It could be Ashkenazi, Sephardi, Hasidic, Yerushalmi, whatever you want. There's unfortunately a reasonable percent of our younger generation who are getting weaker and weaker. The Yiddishkeit is dropping it completely. It's happening. We have older people also. Where does it come from? It comes from Kamavanga. Many factors are triggered. But it can only happen when the religion is a sociological situation a person is born into, or it's ceremonies that people are doing. It's all external things. So inside I'm in pain, having a hard time. So I'm part of this society because it's comfortable to be part of the society I was born into. But it's uncomfortable and painful for me. I look for something else, something more that appears to me easier for me or sweeter, whatever it is. If a person, this is Mechanech himself and those around him, to feel the inner connection between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate a special nature of Klal Yisrael, then it's a different experience. I know I have a clarity what I am. I am part of this exalted nation that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Am Hashem, nation that has an neshama like no other nation. While the rest of the world, people live for 70, 80, 100 years and become part of the ecosystem. And we keep on going, we have the neshama and Yitzchus. These feelings are real feelings, and I'm proud of it, I'm happy about it, then no matter how hard it is, I can get past it. But that's all it is. A person who wants to be a big businessman, a multimillionaire, and the process is very, very hard. He has to really work crazy hours and things aren't working out. As long as he's focused on his goal, I get past it. He may even enjoy it. Oh, another challenge, let's go. Right. I'm not giving up. If the goal is clear, and not even the goal, the present mitzvah is clear, completely different story. So this is, to get to Simcha Pnimis, that's what a person has to be mizbein into these things, you have to pay attention. We said that the end of the goal is, we're toyanim me'ein ha'gula achorinu. What does it mean? Netzet Purim was the end of Golus Modai and Paras. Malchus Paras was, Persia was a very wealthy kingdom, which is a thing that people were running after as physical pleasures. Sounds similar to many parts of the world today. Ones who could afford it. Yeah. And Suda, Mahashresh made a big Suda, Mordechai said, please do not go there. Even though they had a special Hashkocha, chief rabbinate of Persia, got kosher the Mahashresh. And they got kosher wines from Kedem wine companies. But, the Migdir Milse, the five Mahashresh, called Atzmu, the Henes, the Yehudim Sikh, the Shachik. If the whole society is running after something, no matter what texture it has, do not run after it. Because you're basically transforming yourself to be part of that society and leaving your own society. And that was the Zera that happened, that pulled the triggers, the Gezeres against Klal Yisrael. They were not willing to hear that you have this wonderful opportunity of getting closer to the king. But the only way you get closer to the king is to partially assimilate into his his value system. And that starts off very innocuous, or somewhere like that. Yeah, doesn't seem too bad with the hechsher and everything else, but it's basically dragging you away. That's what our present secular society in Israel is really trying to do with the Haredi Olam also, is to just little by little take you away. Let us just change a little bit. Don't worry, we'll take care of it, we'll give you funding and everything else. With the education, a little bit more our way. A little bit more. The goal is to change the mind frame. And we are more connected to them than we are connected to our true pride, our greatness. That's what it is. Yeah. The Takon of Mishnah Simcha was representing the fact that we internalize this mistake. So the Simcha Purim is a Simcha, not just, oh, such a great day, I'd like to get drunk, but it's not the right thing to do, so once a year I can do what I want. The Simcha is all about that. It's a time that we got clarity that the worst thing for a Jew is to assimilate into the secular values. Every generation we have those secular values. That's death. And life is Adarabba. When you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fast, you daven, children learn the Torah. Detached ourselves from that society and strengthened our own society. That was our success. You know, Torah Gullus Modai, Yishtavish, Pashas, and Modik. Achashverish, Gidlis, Homer, Marosha. We have an interesting combination deal over here. We had, aside from being in the Persian Gullus, which is the Gullus of running after physical pleasures, our Modik somehow got into the picture. So what does Amalek have to do with this? Amalek is not the nation that represents physical pleasures. So he says, "Muhammad is showing him Amalek how to create the Yamsa of Matan Torah." Our first encounter with Amalek was immediately after we reached that spiritual height, spiritual closeness. Hashem vayaminu Hashem and Moshe Avdo vayamin Naom gam b'chol yaminu leolam pure amuna that came out from Kriyas Yamsa of Matan Torah comes along Amalek and puts a stop to that. Tries to put a stop to them. That's Amalek. Krius. Kashakok of Adarif. I'm going to be reading a passage of Amalek. As it cools you off. It also says, Kok is Rashim Mikre, Rashim Tumen. It's all the same idea. The clarity of creation, appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us a burning desire to bring closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tries to make us live our lives as, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu there, but life down here is disconnected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mela, that burning desire to further the connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu cools off, because he's not with me, I'm independent. So, Amalek came to the picture after Kriyas Yam Suf, and like he said, he came to stop us from deepening that Kesher with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we're coming in by Sheni. We better were in Golis, and the 70 years were almost up, which means it's a time for by Sheni to be built. And even the King Kodesh already gave permission to build the by Sheni. Dafka in this Kufa, which is the rebuilding of Klai Yisrael, reinstituting the Kesher between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, it brings a Pirkei HaKodesh that says even more than that. And Sheikh Netzach Gerber said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want you to be Naftiachas, and by Sheni there will be a revelation of the beauty of Torah Shavata, which we know in the Bayi Sheni period when the Mishnah was put together. But on Kofanim, so it was another height. We're starting anew. We had the downfall of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, and now we're about to start the rebuilding the second Bayi Sheni, second Beis HaMikdash with all its glory. And now comes the Baruch Hu to stop it. His goal is always when we're on a high, not from there. That's why when we get high and stay up. But so basically, and these are the two avarias also that cause us to fall. Amalek's power is only as much as we succumb to him. If we are steadfast and we don't let Amalek affect us, then he has no power. Ask the Kaf, that says Adon Lagoyin says a beautiful pshat. In the Megillah it says, Avoinu said that the Eish Gavah Hamish Mamash Osalot, that he, so the Gemara dashens that it doesn't mean that he made it for use for somebody else. He made it for himself, to hang himself. The Vilna Gaon says that in Essen, it was a lose-lose situation for Haman. Why? Because Haman and Amalek's whole goal in life is to bring Klai Yisrael down. To challenge us, if we overpower him, we're great. And if we fall, we fall. But that's his goal in the Bria, to push down Klai Yisrael. When we're about to go up, push us down. After Kriyas, you see us Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, we're on a high, comes around, Molech, Koch, I'll pull you off. Not what you think it is. The world is the old world it was. Till now, nothing changed. We're now also, after being broken by the Chum Beis HaMikdash, thanking the side, the king gave his permission to build a Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have a glorious Beis HaMikdash. Kong is along, and Molech tried to stop everything. They made a sitness, they stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards, the decree against the Jewish nation, Homer. So anyway, says with him, he had a lose-lose situation, right? His goal now was to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. Now, if your whole job is to push down Klal Yisrael and there's no Klal Yisrael, you're out of business. So basically, Haman is a dead situation. He had no way to survive. Why? If his decree continues and all the Jews get killed, then he was going to disappear from history. because we don't need him anymore. And if Klal Yisrael has an Afaku, then he's home. So either way he's home. Yeah, but that's his problem. Our issue was to get past that. So we have the goalis of Achashverosh, and the goalis of Achashverosh, the goalis of physical pleasures, and that was the Sedosah Shal Yisrael. Together with that, we had the goalis of Haman. Haman was Makashrik, the coolest source from Makashrik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was, Dr. Bow down to me. I'm the one in power. You think Hashem is running the world? I'll show you. I'm running the world, and I'm better. I'm good. Let's show you. I overpowered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I made it to kill all the Jews. I'm running the world, not Hashem. That's his upper desire. Self-made man. I'm running the world. So, when Klal Yisrael came to recognition, he's not running anything. He's Sach HaKol a puppet. And let's run us to the one in charge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we turned back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the whole thing fell apart. His Haman fell apart, Achashverosh fell apart, and we got built together. That is the simcha of Purim. Mechiyas Haman is a bitul hara of Amalek and the nefila of Achashverosh's gzeira and the recognition of the Jews that our goal in life, our successes in life is not to assimilate, but other rabbi, to appreciate more the prayer that Klal Yisrael has. That's our simcha. So now we know what to be happy about. We are proud of ourselves. We are Am Hashem. We do not have to go after all the ideals of the secular world. That does not make us better people or more advanced people. It makes us less advanced. It makes us smaller than we are. It takes away our greatness. And together with that, the Amalek nature of not appreciating, paying attention, what we learned in the last month, of Zvoidanus, pay attention. How much am Hashem's hand from my own body, physical world around me, from the spiritual world that I'm in. It's all in the hands of Kosh Bo every second of the day. The Oizois, another thing. Chavivis and Neis, Kibru Atoyim Ehavo. This is when we suddenly came clarity that whole success in life is all about this. Just further your kesher to Kosh Bo, like with the Torah, then we give Mekab Atoyim Ehavo. We didn't need any more Kofa Alem Haka Gigi to be forced into it.
Yeah.
There we saw that we have to be mekabel Torah. It's not up to us anymore. And the Gemara Goyza says, "Those who love them can have a sign on Klal Yisrael that they were forced into it. It was so obvious they have to do this. You revealed too much to them. Now we came to a situation that he didn't reveal too much to us. Nothing was revealed. There's no some of the skies opened up and they said, oh, I'm supposed to be killed. No, it was dark. We turned up to this boat. That is the epitome of the simcha we have on Purim. And that saves Klal Yisrael and will save us throughout history. That we hold the Kabbalah of Achashverosh. We mekabel the Avos and Nation Asher Hem. We realize that in the darkness, in the Golus, with Achashverosh, Persia, and Amalek getting together in full power, we're nothing. They're full power. Zero. By Anoichi, they bring us by Matan Torah. They fainted. They had to be revived from the Prius and Nation, and they ran away. Moshe ben Adesina then, you're terrified from the Kerech of the Torah that caused you to die, and you have to be revived, and you still should have ran back for it. The Maimon of Matan Torah was the Maimon of Yira. It was very awe-inspiring to the Papa that they managed, they all died. They had to be revived. Kerech Yira says in the midst, the Torah itself says, the man, Yus Penechim Alpat, Yugosi Am Penechim, we had that a few weeks ago. Parshas Mishpatim, I think it was. Yeah. I gave the Torah so that we should have it here. We should realize that the Almighty God out there. But that's not the end of it. The end of it is Purim. We realize that the deep down thing that Hashem wants us is that we shouldn't suffice for the year. We should have a feeling of Ava. Love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the difference between year and Ava. When you have Yira, then if you get scared in the other direction, you lose it. That's what happened. We had the Yira. Maimon HaSinai, wow, awesome God. And then suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. So now we get a path in another direction. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Egypt, 2000. Over when it's Abba! Another Abba. That's days. Came back to Yisrael, built by Shemi, with Zeicher, with Ziva, Shemtei, with Shemapet, Shemnesset Goyla, reinstituted the glory of Klal Yisrael, and the Matakin Shemon Esrei, had Gozal, Hagibu, Vanoya. Zeg hu roisov, the gvuris, the koivis, and Jesus, and Oisne, Echa, Pamela, Shoim. And the roisov is that there's a fear, innate fear, in the Umas Oilam, not to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Mashal says on that, that they're able to say that, The beautiful deception of Nasha. The question is, Yirmiyo, stop saying Hagibur. So Yirmiyo said a noiv. Daniel didn't say Hagibur. But they were koifrim, chas v'sholim, nevim. The pshat is that a novi knows that he is a giver of a noiv. But when we talk to Hashem, we talk to what we perceive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do not see the noiv, we don't see the giver. We see Chum Neis HaNikdash, we see the noiv of sin and control of the world. So how can you say it? So what happened that Ashik Nesak Zohar now revealed to us that even when one goes, there is a giver of a noiv. What's a giver? The giver is that Retzon Hashem should destroy all the goyim, that he's holding himself back, that's his gula. Because there's a need for us to go through gula. That is his gula. The ghost itself is a gula of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's against his Tavayah from Luska Rishon, what he would really, Achatchila, want to do. But we have a need for it, so he lets it happen. That's his gula. Noyu, when one goes, so all the nations should wipe us down in 1 minute. Noyu, Hashem protect us. But what do they see more than Daniel and Yirmiyo? Yirmiyo also knew all these things. And what did they say? So this is my show's end, beautiful things. That Yirmiyo and Daniel were the time of the Chulman. So then we didn't see anything. We believed everything and Noyer was wonderful. We didn't see it. We see it in a state of destruction. We see the Goyim of controlling the world. The reason why actually we're able to mistake and back that even though we're not in full control, when we're not in full control, Hashem is running the show, is because after the Nesef Purim that you actually saw exactly that everything was happening till now was guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we saw the fact that Haman and Achashverosh were in power was not because they were in power. Because Gibor, Hashem let them be there. And the fact that they decided to destroy Klal Yisrael and were not destroyed is because they're noyer. So Hashem decided, I'm finishing this whole, this plan off. The Jews are going to survive. So that it wasn't just that they decided to say something. They knew more than Daniel and Yirmiyahu. Daniel and Yirmiyahu knew more than Hashem, not less. But there was a revelation of that Hanhoga, because Kodesh Baruch Hu was with us even at the times that he doesn't seem to have a Gibur Anoy. It's all his ultimate Purim. Shoshana Yitzhak and Tzol is the Mecha, we listen to Yachat, we listen to all the time. So, we should have the Yitzhak and wonderful Hakonah. So, this is what we should do. What we do this, the whole winter is really all Hakonah for Purim. To have a Simcha Pnimit. Pay attention to how special Klal Yisrael we are. Number one, even a physical part of ourselves is amazing. Hashem watches over us and gives us our bodies and the goyim within our bodies and the world we live in. That ain't goyim has. We have something much more than the goyim. We have Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah, and Hashem watches over us throughout history. And we're going through a dark part of history. We're going in time of history right now that they would once again, Daniel and Yirmiyahu would say, if this is the only piece of history that exists, please omit from Yishmon Esrei Agiba Vanoira. But we don't omit from Yishmon Esrei. Why? Because we also are past the Nesa Purim, which revealed to us that situations even worse than our present situation were really just part of the divine plan to get us past that and get us to the Gula. And that's what we have to know now. We're preparing for the Gula, but we have to realize the Tzoros were going to Klal Yisrael. We have to feel the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. Don't just Shalom Alei Nafshi. One was learned the physical tzoros, the emotional tzoros. We have no idea the amount of suffering going on. You read a newspaper, there's 1,000 tzuim. It's more than that. But one tzua, what are you talking about? One tzua. It's terrible. It's, many of them it's permanent things. And even one. So he gets the shrapnel into his body. Many of them, little pieces that stay in the body the whole life. It could cause pain constantly, emotional. Experience that people went through, whether on the front lines or different other places. Thousands. Family. Yeah. Hostages. We don't know where they are, what they are, but mother's son. Yeah. So, we have to feel in a kanaba. We're in the darkness. But we have to always give ourselves that fortitude and simple sachayim that it's hard, but if Hashem put us there, He knows we can handle it. Handle it means use it as a way to feel more. This is part of that pre-Purim event which is leading to the Purim event. We're getting close to the Purim. Should be Zeicha, either before Purim or by Purim, have the real Purim of the Gula, Klal Yisrael, the Reino, and Heirim.